Blog Talk Radio.
Host of the Fly Girl Show, and just wanted to bring in the new year with a new show, a new attitude, and your special guest today is going to be me, just me. So it's going to be a very short program. I just kind of wanted to reach out and welcome everybody into this new year, which to me is about opportunity, a fresh new look. And let's just kind of plant our feet and just kind of buckle down and try to make the best of what's yet to come. I kind of am laughing at myself because I said that last year, 2020, I've kind of labeled it the good, the bad, and the ugly. And the reason I labeled it the good, the bad, and the ugly is I'll start off with the good. The good for me is I was able to be blessed with a beautiful new niece. And the mother and the father and her new sister, they're all doing well, so God is good with that. And you know how that is. Fresh blood always brings about fresh attitude. So I'm glad that that happened. Also this year, I was proud to say I'm one of the co-founders of a wonderful, wonderful group and with some fabulous people. And the name of the group is called EPOC, and the name, and that stands for Empowering People of Color. And it is my mastermind group, and my members, the other co-founders, is Dr. Vincent Wiggins, Herbert Henderson, and Rhonda Thomas. And what we do is we brainstorm. We brainstorm, we bounce off of each other, we support each other. It's been so therapeutic, especially during this shutdown, this COVID. You know, sometimes we meet once a week, and maybe if I've had a long day, then I'm like, oh, my goodness, I have to do a Zoom. Then I get on there, and we start laughing and helping and supporting each other and confessing to each other about some things that we've tried to do, failed at, or whatever. And I walk away feeling like a better person because these are truly friends that are very supportive of each other. We really have great minds and brainstorming, and we really have come out with some wonderful things. So you really should go on my website, which is myothercareer.com, and you will be able to sign up. Please join the mailing list, subscribe to the newsletter, and stay informed because Mastermind is rocking and rolling. And some of the things that we do, Dr. Wiggins and Herbert Henderson are the technical people of the group. And Rhonda is our wellness person. And she not only deals with wellness with your mind, body, and soul, she deals with women over 50. And so she's very good at encouraging you to do better and be better. And so this is a person you really do need to meet. If we're going to be in for a little longer, which I do believe COVID is going to have us locked up a little longer, this is the type of energy you want brought into your house. She does some fantastic sessions with the women over 50, which is what I've said. Sometimes we need a little extra touch and we need some guidance. So she's kind of, as I said, the wellness person, but she's also the life coach of our group. So she kind of gets us going and rocking and rolling and cooks up some great recipes, and we just enjoy our little Rhonda. She's a little tiny thing, and boy, is she a firecracker. So it behooves you to get to know her, to become part of her group, and when we're able to have more sessions, she will definitely be having more sessions. So that's something. So that information you can find on myothercareer.com. com, and there's a lot of information on that. Also, with my mastermind group, we have created an e-zine, which is an internet magazine, and that is really, really a beautiful presentation of what we do for the mastermind group, the EPOC group, and it also just invites you to different classes, which is are conducted by Dr. Wiggins and Herbert Henderson, and they are just the most patient two young men and wonderful in character and personality that you ever could want to meet. So if you're having a little problem with the computer and you don't know where to go, you can stay at home and go on Zoom and get all these different classes from these two wonderful guys, which, like I said, are part of my mastermind group. So once again, go on my other career to get all the information. I also encourage you, when you do tune in for my shows, which I'm glad to say, I think this is about my fifth year. And so I really would like to encourage you, when you sign on, please follow. Click that little button that says follow. I've gone on to look at the stats, and I have people listening to my show in Africa, in England, Saudi Arabia. It was amazing to see all the different people and where they are. But I really need you guys to click that follow button. So it just, you know, numbers make me feel better. So please, it's free. It helps me. So please, why don't you do that for me? I think I'm going to be maybe the only person talking. The switchboard is starting to light up. Wait a minute. We have callers. So in a moment, after I finish my little spiel, I'm going to just kind of bring people, because as I said, it's not going to be a long show. I just wanted to welcome everybody in and say that 2021, we really are going to have to look forward to, and we will have change, and we will have positive. We have the vaccination now for COVID, which has kept us all in the house and wearing our mask and keeping us separated from our loved ones. We have to just stay patient. You still have to wear your mask and abide by those other wonderful stay distance, stay this, do this. All the different things are helping us to get through this. God willing, keep praying. We are going to get through this, and we are going to have the day where we can all go back to the park and enjoy a concert and just go visit someone. One of the other good things, as I said, I labeled 2021 as the good, the bad, and the ugly. As I said, I lost a pound, so that was wonderful. I found that pound in 2021. So we just have many more months to kind of figure out how I can lose it again. But that's what I will be doing, but I'm not going to say I'm on a diet. I just kind of listen to what Rhonda has on some tips on wellness and kind of incorporate them and enjoy life and keep moving. So that's what I plan on doing. Let me see here. What else did I say? The good, the bad, and the ugly. The ugly part about last year was the ugly face of racism. We are going to get behind that. We're not going to embrace it anymore. We're going to get behind it, and we'll get beyond it. And that's all I'm going to say about that ugly face of the racism. With all of that, then why don't I take a pause? And there's some callers, so I know you guys are going to enjoy listening to someone else but me. But I just wanted to just kind of bring that in and just kind of express myself and my hopes for 2021. So let me bring somebody in that wants to say something. So, Happy New Year to my wonderful caller who's calling, and do you have a comment or something to say today? Hello.
Hi, Casey.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
All righty. Hi, Casey. Happy New Year to you, my darling. This is Rhonda.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh.
I. Go ahead.
No. Hello, and Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, I was just listening to some of you. I'm so excited about you doing this show. I'm so excited about so many other things that you have going on for the new year. This is going to be a good year. 2021, we've all been sitting back and just chilling, trying to figure it out. We've been taking the time to really reevaluate our lives and things of that sort, you know, and really, really making the decision to say 2021 is going to be different and I'm going to make it different in my life, you know, towards my healthy, towards my happy, towards my mindset. All of that. So I'm really excited about it. I'm excited about your new adventure, which is my other career, because it's so many of us as more mature women and men past that 50 age who possibly have retired and, you know, looking to see how can I use my skills, my things that I love, how can I use that, you know, and possibly monetize some of the things, you know, make a little extra money to go along with, the, you know, your pension and things of that sort. So I'm excited about that for you. I think that that's a great idea to start something like that because we need more of us doing things like that for people to see something from a positive standpoint. So I'm excited about a lot of things. Yes.
I know. And, you know, let me interject. And I really appreciate you calling in. Thank you. Thank you. And really, let me give a little explanation to those who are listening. My other career, this is a networking type of website. So you go on, as I said, and read all the ins and outs and join up the membership and everything. But what the purpose of this is, it's for you to be able to list your business on my website. I would do the networking for you. I would help draw business or business to your business. And so we all do a little network. We have a professional discount that will be offered to those who are part of our My Other Career community. And so therefore, because this is something that's needed, as Rhonda said, which I'm so happy because she definitely is part of it and will be one of my featured businesses. And but it's about us helping each other. Because of this pandemic, we have lost our businesses, we have lost our revenue, we've lost our audience of people coming in and to frequent our business. So this is my way and the my Epoch Mastermind people. That's what we do. That's what we do. We give back to the community and we're all out. Rhonda's her tagline is Sisters Helping Sisters. Am I correct with that one? Did I quote that right?
Yeah, and so I've added the additional scene how our mastermind guys are young, the men in the group, but it's sisters and brothers supporting each other.
And that's worked.
That's the new way. Sisters and brothers, you know, supporting each other. And
okay,
so, you
okay.
know, no hating allowed. It's all about how can we help elevate each other and take us to the next level in what we do in our business and that support, which is very, very important. So
absolutely.
I'm excited about this. Yeah,
I am so excited about this too. 2021, we really have to take a pause and pray and try to send more comfort to those who have really lost someone because this was a very devastating
year.
I've lost friends. I mean, you have lost friends. I don't believe there's anyone who hasn't lost someone in 2020. But the fact is we have to be prayerful. We have to be strong, and we all have to move on from it. They will never be forgotten. Our hearts will always be broken, but we will survive. But now, Rhonda, if you can hang on, or if you have to go, no problem. I wanted to take someone else, but I'd love to wrap back around if you're able to. If not, I will see that you'll leave us. But I'm going to bring in another caller. But I appreciate your input. And for those ladies and gentlemen, this is the firecracker that I just introduced you to. So you got a little taste of her. You need to sign on and learn more about Ron's Way by Rhonda Thomas. But you got to join myothercareer.com. So let me bring somebody else in that wants to make a comment, and I'm so happy because I thought I was going to be doing this all by myself, which I really kind of think I talk enough to be able to. But let's get somebody else fresh in here and make a comment. Hello, welcome to the Fly Girl Show, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Miss Casey.
And may I ask who's calling?
Yes. This is Deborah Surrett, your bestest friend.
My partner.
Happy New Year,
sweetheart. My partner in all my endeavors.
Well, you know, I think you're the firecracker.
Thank you.
I love your show. I love you. The way you always encourage us, and you're always planting new ideas. You are just a walking revelation of wonderful new ideas that you spark in your own life, that you spark in our lives. And, you know, we need that encouragement right now. We all need to be in a position where we encourage one another. And that's what you do. My other career, you know, I was thinking about that. And there is no such thing as, you know, I don't ever remember, and you tell me, I don't think I'm wrong on this one, but there's no word of retirement in the Bible.
Okay.
God didn't create us to sit down.
Yes.
He created us to move,
mm-hmm.
to do
things. And be creative.
And to be creative. And that creativity doesn't stop because you turn a certain age,
yes.
or you've worked so many years. It continues.
Yes.
It just continues in a different way. And that's what you're doing with
yes.
my other career, with your book. I know you're going to have a play coming out soon and maybe a television series. But really, I think the one thing that you do that's more important than anything is your encouragement. And what we need to do is continue to embrace our friendships, because I believe what 2020 has taught me and many of us is that take nothing for granted.
Yes.
And life is, you don't know. You live in the moment, and you cherish the moment, and we need to embrace one another more.
Yes, absolutely.
And keep each other encouraged. Love yourself more.
Absolutely.
So I'm just thankful for you. I'm grateful for you and everything that you have done and everything that you're doing. You know, you're the one that brings our flight attendant group together to make sure that we stay in contact with one another. We meet. We have our luncheons, which I miss terribly. We have not been
yes.
able to do because of COVID.
Yes.
But that's okay.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
we can get together online. There's things that we can do.
Yes.
And so I thank you for what you bring to us.
Well, I thank you.
And the things
you know,
that
as
you
I
do.
Said, as everyone, and Deborah, if you can, I would like for you to close my program today with a quick prayer, if you have the time.
Okay.
I'm not closing now. I'll be closing maybe about 10 more minutes. I want to speak to some other people because the light bulb, I'm happy to say, is all lit up. But I think that
okay.
that is a wonderful way to bless the audience for all the
okay.
ears that are listening. And if you have to go, we can take a prayer now and let you go.
Okay.
If
no,
not,
I can wait.
Perfect, perfect. Gives you a moment because I put you on the spot because, you know, Deborah is the first lady. In the name of your church, please.
Calvary Community Church.
So Deborah is our first
in
lady.
South
She's
Holland.
Our first lady in so many ways, but she really is my first lady. She's definitely, we've had some wonderful, wonderful years. We've been friends now for, I think, over 50
Yes.
I'm telling but God is good and we're still here. Shoot, I'm glad to tell. So with
all
that, Deb, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to take another
okay.
call, and then I'll
okay.
get back to you, and then we're going to have a prayer. And I think that
okay.
makes my heart feel good to send out a blessing to all those that are listening.
Okay.
So I'll put you on hold.
I'll be honored.
Thank you. So, okay, everybody, we're going to bring in another caller. Hello there. Happy New Year. This is Casey.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello.
It truly is a big transition.
Well, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, okay. I'm going to get back to this caller because I hear that they're there. Oh. They just hung up on us. I guess they didn't want to say anything. They may have just wanted to listen. So just kind of recapping everything, Deborah had just said to yes, once again, Rhonda and Deborah bringing a light on my other career, and it is something that's going to be needed. So I was glad to – I created this about 10 – maybe 10 years ago. And because of, you know, as Deborah said, I'm always thinking of different things and new adventures. I kind of let it die down, and then I see the need for it to come back, and I think it's such a perfect time. So that's another thing. Please go on myothercareer.com, the website, and sign up, become a member, and allow us to help you draw people to your business, and also you will help support us. As I say, Rhonda does different sessions on wellness, and they're very interesting, and it's something that you don't just do something, you don't make a resolution to lose weight in January and forget it the rest of the year. So as I said, she is our mind, body, and soul wellness person. So just kind of go on there and look it up and see what she's doing. Our technical guys, as I said once again, they teach classes on Zoom. So you don't have to be intimidated, and they're wonderful about doing that. This pandemic has also allowed me to write my second book, which is a children's book, and it's called Stars and Beyond. And God willing, it will be out maybe the end of February, 1st of March. So that is something I've been doing during this shutdown. So it really hasn't been, it's been a productive shutdown, even though I've missed my family and haven't been able to meet my new niece in person. But God willing, all that will happen. Once again, I'd like to encourage you, when you go on the website for the Fly Girl Show, please click the follow button. Please tell your family and your friends about the show. I'm trying to have some really interesting people of 2021. And one person that is going to be in my book, the children's book, is the first African-American paraplegic to get her pilot's license. This lady's story is so interesting. It will warm your heart. It will bring tears to your eyes. But it also is what we are all about. It's about encouraging. It's about never allowing anyone to discourage you about your dream. You have a dream. You pursue that dream. Never let anyone tell you you can't do something. And that's what another thing and about Ron's way, targeting women who are 50 and over, or men or women or anyone who just needs that extra push to kind of get you where you want to go. If you have a dream, do it. Do the things that you need to do to get you where you want to be. And that's what it takes. But you just take your time and never give up on that. It's the light at the end of the tunnel. And I hope that my programs continue to introduce you to interesting people, will help you and encourage you to get out there. You know, there's nothing wrong with failing. It means you tried. So what if you fail? Some people don't even do that. So keep going. I'm going to bring back that person that the call was dropped, and I'm going to see if they want to come back in and have something to say before we end this short segment. So just a moment, let me see here. Hello. Okay. Happy New Year.
Which one, Mr. David? Good.
Oh, hello.
Mom!
Okay, I think this person just pretty much wants to listen. I don't really know who that is, but they had a good conversation going on. They have a cheery voice. But what I'm going to say is that's it for this first program for 2021. We must keep our heads high. We must walk with faith, and I'm going to have Deborah do the closing for that, for sure. I'm going to bring you back in, Deborah. Are you here?
I am here.
Okay, great. And as I was saying before, you do the final closeout for this short little show, but a powerful show, because it's all about positiveness, and it's all about us realizing that you wear your mask, stay inside, limit your activities, and take that vaccination. It's the only way we're going to be able to get back and get back to some normal life. And so how how has 2021 been for you, Deborah? It's only 6 days, but it's still.
Well, it's kind of been an eye-opener. I realize that I'm really in a good position because I'm still here to speak it, and that I'm not going to allow what happened in 2020 to put a damper, so to speak, on the new things God is doing in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to hear from the Lord how he wants me to move forward so that I can be of service and not be, don't allow this time, because we're in, we can't get lazy with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's a time where we have to aspire to inspire,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Absolutely.
Other people as well as ourselves. Keep yourself motivated, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And you do that with the word. And so that's what I'm trying to do.
Yes.
Keep myself
I think
motivated, keep myself very busy, and not just busy work, but busy doing something that will encourage someone else.
Perfect. And
that
I think that's what we have to
else.
Do. I think so. Because, you know, sometimes you waddle in your own misery. And so
mm-hmm.
if you can kind of get out of that, then you realize,
mm-hmm.
number one, possibly you could realize that whatever it is you thought was so bad isn't. And
mm-hmm.
then the reward of you helping somebody else makes you feel better.
Right, right.
And at that
right,
point, we will try to move forward, to move on. So,
exactly.
you know, I think I've covered everything I wanted to wish everybody a happy new year. And I'm not going to bore them with just listening to me for the next 30 minutes. So if you would do the honor of just a quick prayer and just, you know, for
okay.
all my audience that's listening, this is my gift to you. This is my positiveness. This is my energy that I'm sending out to my audience. I want to thank you so much for being devoted over these years and continue to listen to me. And I hope that I can continue to have wonderful guests that are interesting and inspiring to you. So stay tuned. There's more to come. And once again, this is Casey Grant, your host of the Fly Girl Show. And so I'm going to end the show with a blessing for my good partner, my good friend, Deborah.
I'm honored. Casey, I must say before anything, there's nothing that you say that is boring. You offer wonderful information. You have great insight. I wouldn't just tell you that, because if you were,
okay.
I'd pull you to the side.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you.
Oh, Holy Father, we just give you praise and honor this morning, and we stand and declare that today is a new day. And that each of our days will cooperate with your purpose and your destiny for each person on this line. You have, we greet each day with anticipation of good things that you have prepared for us, Lord. You spoke this world into existence, and you put the power of life and death in our tongues. So let us always speak what you would have us say. Let us speak life over our days, and let your Holy Spirit and his wisdom, understanding, and prophetic insight be upon each person on this line today. Grant us the ability to hear clearly as you give us creative ideas to be more fruitful and productive. Open our ears and let your word inspire us to righteousness so that we will always give you the honor and the glory and the praise in everything that we do, everything that we say. In your holy, precious, majestic name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. What a way, what a way to start the day, what a way to start the year. Thank you, my darling Deborah. I appreciate you so much. And
I appreciate
that,
you.
Thank you. And with that, everyone, I'm going to say once again, this is Casey Grant. I am your host. I am the producer of The Fly Girl Show. I love saying that. And please stay tuned. If I'm not on every Wednesday, which I try to be, you can always go in and listen to any of the past shows. You can always go on. If you join my mailing list at that point, you'll be able to see what shows are coming up. But always stay tuned. And I appreciate you and thank you so much for being supportive over the last 5 years and many, many topics. and many interesting people. And as I said, some of the people that I'm thinking of interviewing this year will be some politicians. I will hopefully I'm going to be able to interview the person that was the first black woman paraplegic to get her pilot's license. That is a story. She seems like she's such a beautiful spirit. So with that being said, my audience, I will sign off and say once again, have a blessed day. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you more in 2021. Thank you. Bye.